Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
All right, welcome back as we roll into hour two, Sports Daily. Look, 2020 sucks. COVID sucks. It's done what it's done to college football. We're trying to get through it as best we can. But in the realm of what we're trying to make the best of what you can with when you can do it, I love the fact that Brigham Young and Coastal Carolina are going to play a football game. Love it.
Yep. I don't know how you couldn't, especially if you're in, what is it, Conway? It's kind of by Myrtle Beach, but I think it's Conway, South Carolina. Anyway, if you're in and around the greater Conway area, you like this a lot because you're losing out on the original scheduled game of Liberty, which was once beaten. They're 9-1. Liberty has had a outbreak. I don't know.
COVID challenge at least, right?
And so you don't necessarily have to have an outbreak in college in order to kind of be absolved from not playing. We've seen a great amount of patience exercised in college football. But Liberty was 9-1. Their quarterback tested positive in addition to several, according to reports, several players and staff members. So the Liberty at Coastal game could not be played. But here comes BYU to the rescue. They're going to play. 4:30 Central Time, 9-0 BYU, 9-0 Coastal Carolina. The top seven in the CFP are unchanged, and BYU would need a lot of chaos for them to even get into the conversation.
At least Cincinnati's in the top seven, so that's a good thing. I'm not sure why Brigham Young continues to flounder where they are. I mean, that's a relative term. But and I'm not so sure that beating Coastal Carolina moves the needle, but it eliminates one of these two from any kind of conversation about this. And I think
if they were
Brigham
ever
Young,
in it, to be, if they were ever in it to begin
if
with,
if they were ever in it to begin with, absolutely. BYU to me should be doing everything it can do, beg, borrow, and steal to play Pac-12 teams.
Yeah,
which is where they're getting hosed anyway. They were going to play three of them this season. All three of their non-conference games were going to be with Pac-12 against Pac-12 teams. It's too bad that they can't do that because that might help their plight a little bit. But, you know, hey, you make do with what you got in this year, right? So
they have destroyed everybody or at least piled up a mountain's worth of points on everybody except for one. And they've won all their games, obviously, 9-0. They beat UTSA 27-20. Besides that, 55, 48, 45, 43, 52, 41, 51, 66. Now, they played some tomato cans. I'll give you that.
Yep.
But they've also, I mean, short of the Washington
played
thing.
Played Boise, though, didn't they?
They played Boise and put 51 on them.
Yeah.
Yep. At their place.
Right. So that's good.
Short of playing Washington, which I'm not exactly sure why that didn't happen. I've read reports that it was just impossible, and I don't know why, but I guess I'll take people's word for it, that the BYU-Washington game couldn't have been played, and that Kalani Sitake, the BYU coach, would have if he could have, but he couldn't, so they didn't. But they are going to Coastal this Saturday to play the only, well, at the time, Army was ranked, and they got postponed. And at the time, Boise State was ranked, and they spanked them. So this, like you said, probably won't matter much in the CFP conversation, really, for either. But the winner is going to be 10-0.
Yeah.
And even though bowls aren't quite what they used to, and maybe even New Year's Day bowls, for that matter, aren't what they used to be, and we've had 10, I believe, bowls canceled.
That have already backed out.
Already, yep, right. Already. Las Vegas is the latest. I hope that if these guys, the winner of this game, and if they win, I'm not sure if Coastal plays again, but if somebody ends up undefeated out of this game and they want to go to a bowl, I hope somebody would invite them. That's, if you could ever get out of your bowl affiliation with a crappy team out of the Big Ten or whatever, I'm using that as
sure.
an example, and inviting
right, no,
Coastal
right.
or BYU instead, I would hope the bowl would do that if those teams are interested in that. But we will see. That's a conversation for another couple of weeks from now, I guess. 869-1240 if you want to jump in here. Jay has chosen to do so. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Hope you're staying warm.
Good.
Thanks. Doing okay.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to throw a few things out there, and I mean, you guys can disagree if you want to, but in past years with Notre Dame going to the playoffs, I can see the hesitancy with putting a Cincinnati or a BYU in there, just on the fact that Notre Dame, while not affiliated years ago, just never showed up to play. Now, that could be a lot of different reasons, so I won't get into those. But I also think with what you have said about the BYU-Coastal game, I think what is going to happen is if Cincinnati wins out, the winner of this game would probably play Cincinnati as the quote-unquote fifth and sixth playoff teams. And whoever won that could make their gripe, yes, we should have been in. Because as is now, you're going to have an Ohio State versus Alabama, which is a good game, and then a rematch with Notre Dame and Clemson. And Clemson, I think if Notre Dame shows up and they get the brakes beat off of them again, I don't see, even if they go undefeated any year from now on, how you can put them in there again. And so, I mean, I'll ask your opinions on that, but I honestly think that's where the hesitancy is coming from.
As far as Notre Dame goes, and I feel like we've said this before, you shouldn't use the fact that they got beat 30-3 a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? Affect your opinion on what they're doing this year. And that's all I'll really say about that. I haven't really bared down on Notre Dame. I'll watch them a time or two. But your bias from a couple of years ago shouldn't have anything to do with 2020. I mean, that's what I'll say about
bias completely. It's not bias completely from a couple of years ago. It's bias since maybe they beat Florida State in the 90s. Like, they haven't shown up in games since.
Come on, man. Come on.
Okay. I hear you.
Don't blame Coach Kelly for something Ara Parseghian did. Come on, man. Go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead.
Well, I would say this. Be careful, because then you start pulling Oklahoma into this conversation, don't you?
That's true.
I mean, Florida State, I hate both of those teams.
Well, good. You've got equal
okay.
hate. I hear you.
So
but
the
I mean,
came out.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah.
Jay.
Yeah, I mean, there are teams that have not performed well in CFP. I don't think that there's any real shame in that. You're in against the best programs in the country, and you know the matchups are what the matchups are. Certainly Notre Dame and to a degree Oklahoma have failed in those opportunities at this particular. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, who else would you have? I mean, at this point, Shane, Notre Dame is.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
Period.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Jay. Yeah. I mean, period. I mean,
9-0
Notre
Dame
is
beat Clemson as one of them. Sure.
Right, and are in without argument. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, Notre Dame is clear. Is now you can argue all you want that it's Alabama and whoever else is in it. I would listen to that argument, but Notre Dame is clearly one of those teams based on what they've done to this point. Not even debatable.
And if Notre Dame and Clemson play again, that could possibly knock out Clemson, I guess, if Notre Dame wins again. And in that case, Jay's argument becomes a moot point because Notre Dame would become bulletproof then. They keep
sure.
winning and beat Clemson again. In your words, the sticky wicket is Ohio mm-hmm. State sitting there at 4-0, needing games. They
right.
can't afford to have any more games canceled. Or they can't even represent themselves in the Big 12 championship game, let alone the CFP, you would think. And there's Texas A&M, Florida, and Cincinnati kind of knocking on the door if something should happen COVID-wise to Ohio State and the Big Ten further. But, you know, even though we're kind of on the doorstep of the end of the season, it seems like there's a lot of stuff that can still happen. And it's not yeah. all just on the field stuff. You know, Northwestern, for example, clinched the Big Ten West because of a cancellation. I mean,
right.
At 5-1.
That's where we are this year.
Because
I mean,
of a cancellation, there's your Big
sure.
Ten West winners. Yeah.
Man, so. We're not done with that yet either, too. I mean, that stuff is still out there percolating and. I mean, my God, we've got BYU playing Coastal Carolina in a pop-up game this week.
The marquee.
That's how fluid we remain, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Two unbeaten teams. And
in
that's
December.
Happening spontaneously. And yeah, in December. So
yeah, awesome.
I mean, my goodness, we've still got some interesting road to travel in college football. The
Michigan.
One thing we know about is Alabama. That's what we know about.
I think we know a fair amount about Clemson, though.
I think you're right, too.
Michigan has canceled the Maryland game. They've halted activities. Michigan has. Las Vegas becomes the 10th bowl game canceled. Frankly, I'm really surprised, and I guess I applaud these bowls for waiting as long as they possibly can, but I'm surprised this hasn't happened a long time ago. Las Vegas Bowl, which was scheduled to match a Pac-12 team against an SEC team. The latest bowl game to be canceled. Connecting dots, you would have thought it would have been impossible long ago because they were going to play in the home of the Las Vegas Raiders, who aren't allowed to play in front of fans either. But anyway.
Right.
So now it's the Bahamas, Celebration, Fenway, Hawaii, Holiday, Motor City, Pinstripe, Red Box, and Sun.
Hmm.
No big surprise with the Sun Bowl either because they're in El Paso and UTEP is having a hell of a time playing sports. So now the Pac-12, in addition to starting late, has lost four bowl games which it had tie-ins with. Holiday, Red Box, and Sun. What a disaster for the Pac-12.
No kidding.
What a mess for the Pac-12. And, you know, in putting, I don't want to say, is it fair to say that the Big Ten put itself behind the eight ball?
Yes.
By saying we got to play eight games in 8 weeks?
Remarkably short-sighted. Remarkably short-sighted. Well, that and the fact that their athletes have to quarantine for basically 21 days.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that has created a huge issue. So.
All right, there's that. I'm looking at the Pac-12. Who? Four games is the most anybody's played. UCLA and Oregon State both played four games. Colorado's played two. Arizona State's played one. Have they only played one game? They're 0-1.
Who?
Arizona State. They lost to USC and that barn burner, you know. And then Cal and Colorado.
Colorado's actually 3-0, but they're 2-0 in league. They had to replay the game. They were supposed to play USC last week in L.A., and then that one, USC had to back out because of COVID.
They played San Diego
hastily,
State or somebody.
Yeah, and beat them 20-10. So they're 3-0 at this point.
Well, they're trying. It's bless crazy. Their hearts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so there's your marquee game of the weekend. Two unbeatens playing in December. The Cougars of BYU and the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina.
God.
Because
don't you feel like BYU is just going to kick their ass?
I believe they have opened already as double-digit favorites, so Vegas would agree
with
you.
I think they will. I think they'll just drill them. I think BYU is, first of all, I think they're pretty good. And I think that any chance now that they get to make a statement, even if it's against a Coastal Carolina, I think they're going to do it.
Well, they got no other choice. Yeah.
Right.
Score a million. Score a million if you can. Never know.
With you. God.
I can say with 90% certainty, I will bear down on that game if it's on my tier of channels. I think they said it was on ESPNU, which bugs me a little bit.
But oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's at 4:30, which is a kind of a weird kick. 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 here. But
that'll be on in my office.
I'll keep track
of it.
That's
an office game.
Yeah,
that's an office game. That's on one of the monitors, no question about it. I like that. The fact that those two are playing.
Do you want to pick that one? Or do you think that would be a little out of our depth?
I don't mind.
All right.
Well, it might. Hey, every pick is out of our depth. What difference does it make, right?
Lately,
just roll it out and call it good.
Every pick has been out of our depth lately. We're under 500 in our State Farm picks. But all right. Oh, I'll write that down. I'll look at the spread on that one. Baylor, OU. KU Tech at Texas Tech, Texas at K-State, Denver, Kansas City, BYU Coastal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have to add a couple props in there, see if we can get back on the beam. Let's see here. You went 4-3 by my count.
I think I went 4-3. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's right.
You were over the Mendoza line.
That's okay.
You were the only one
that was.
Well, State Farm.
Well, thanks, Chiefs.
State Farm.
I mean, I had a really good chance to be 5-2, but Kansas City allowed 14 unanswered in the fourth. Funny how that happens.
Yeah. And by the way, the Ravens covered yesterday. As crappy as they are and played,
yeah,
they covered.
Sure
with that
did.
70 with that 70-yard touchdown pass to Hollywood Brown. Cover. Backdoor cover.
God, isn't that something?
All right. Okay, let us now talk a little Wichita Thunder.
Nice.
It's tough all the way around, but the Wichita Thunder have made some announcements over about the last month or so. The signings that they've had, schedule, which has kind of had to bounce around a little bit. They've revised within the last week, the December schedule. They'll open the season, by my count, 8 days from now at Tulsa.
Huh.
And they'll play also, let's see, the day after Christmas against Kansas City Mavericks. Anyway, we'll get into the ECHL's affiliate of the Edmonton Oilers, our very own Wichita Thunder, with their lifer GM, Joel T. Lamerno. We'll talk to him a little bit from now. He's also a Bengals fan, so I guess we can ask him what he thinks of Joe Burrow before he got hurt. So we'll catch up with old Joel T. Lamerno from the Wichita Thunder and talk a little ECHL hockey. Thunder Talk when we come back.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!